Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Coda. Our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us, so you have to listen in tomorrow to find out if Miss Jolene is here or not. I've got a real bad cold, so if I'm coughing and hacking on you, I'm so sorry. We're going to get started with our birthdays. Let's get started with those. Let me pull those up. And the very first birthday that we have today is Amber Shantae Lowe. Happy birthday to you, Amber. Then Judy Ray, happy birthday to you, Miss Judy. Larry Bingham, happy birthday to you. Russell Osborne, happy birthday. And Daryl Parrott, I love you, Daryl. Man, love you with all my heart. Happy birthday. DJ Danone, happy birthday. And then I've got Daryl on there again. So happy birthday, Daryl. That is my Facebook family and friend birthday. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Nope, not today.
All right. The weather. Huh?
I said it's cold.
Oh, my, Paula. I was just fixing to say, they say it's 35 right now, and I mean, it's cloudy and cold-like, but they say the colder weather is coming tomorrow. They said tomorrow that it was going to be such a bitterly cold that we hadn't experienced that type of a cold in over 2 years. So I guess we're going to have to go back 2 years ago to remember how cold it was going to be for tomorrow.
Yeah, they're saying 17, a high of 27 tomorrow and a low of 17, but Sunday the high is 24 and the low is 12.
My.
More socks to put on.
Man, I tell you. They say that this cold weather kills shit, and my thing is that the cold weather kills germs and viruses and bugs and all that. How come we have such sicknesses in the wintertime?
Right, right.
You know, it's like there's more people sick in the...
Spread it everywhere.
Huh?
I says people that are sick go out in the public and sneeze all over them and get other people sick instead of staying home.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, Paula. But the thing is, you know, I mean, if what really gets me is I just don't understand how do we have such a high increase of sickness in the wintertime that we don't have in the summertime when coldness is supposed to cut down on all that.
Yeah, I think that's just a lie.
That's what I'm getting at. I think we've been fucking lied to. Just like they tell you in the hospital, oh, well, we've got to have it cold in here at a certain temperature to keep it sanitized. Well,
right.
Okay. So you're saying in the heat, then germs and viruses and things are more spreadable, but yet you have more people sicker in the wintertime when it's so cold.
Right.
You know, with all kinds of damn, you know, the flu. For instance, the flu. Every winter, flu. Why is that? I think we've been lied to. I really do. I'm like you, Paula. I think we've actually been lied to.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, I can't help from questioning some of this stuff, you know. Just got to question some of it, you know. I mean, to me, I mean, damn, you take the temperature of a high of 12. Well, hell, that's fucking hell. That'd kill a human fucking being if they stayed outside in it. So hell, right. You know that a 12 degree temperature is gonna kill every damn thing. And right. So I mean, so to me, it sort of tells me that they're the ones that's spreading all these viruses and colds.
They're chemtrails.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, why not? You know, seems sensible to me. You know,
it is 30 degrees in my house.
It is a cloudy 35 here today, Paula. So you're actually one. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, you're inside the house, and it's 36. That's one degree warmer than it is outside.
Yeah, it's at 37 outside my house and 36 in my house.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to tell everybody about one of the best things that I think that everybody should be doing, and I know everybody's going to be like, yuck, 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 yuck. Yesterday, I was so fucking sick. Man, I'm telling you, I was so damn sick with the sinus drainage and cold. And of course, I mean, don't get me wrong, I still got a cold. I mean, fuck, I've been able to move a little bit today. But guess what I'm going to credit that to? I'm going to credit it. No. Sorry, Paula.
Apple cider vinegar.
No, that's a good one. Because, you know, apple cider vinegar alkalines the body. Number one thing, lemons.
Lemons.
Yeah, lemons. Lemon, not just lemons, but, like, not just eating lemons. You know, fuck, I've been eating the fuck out of lemons. Of course, I'm a big lemon person, man. I like lemons like people like tangerines and oranges and apples. I am a lemon fanatic. Now, I'm going to tell you several things about the lemon. The lemon is like a big shot of vitamin C. Not only have I been eating the lemon, but key thing, water. Been putting, you know, drinking watered lemon, you know, lemon in water.
Right.
Water, water, water. You know, no sodas, no milk. Now, I have been doing some 120% grape juice, which 120% grape juice, pure grape juice, is another thing that is, well, I'm sorry, 100% grape juice, 100% grape juice, you know, is, it gives you 120% vitamin C.
Cool.
So, now, I've went from all the drainage. I mean, I still feel like I've got some drainage up in there, but it's not draining like it was. Doing the mist, the hot mist, you know, breathing in the hot mist of the water, again, water, it's like water, lemon, but I really think the key is the lemon water.
I'll have to get me some lemons and squeeze it in my water. I'll have one bottle of lemon water and one bottle of apple cider vinegar water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the two would be good at all. Yuck. I don't know. The lemon might make the vinegar taste better.
Well, that's true, Paula. But the lemon, believe it or not, the lemon will take and alkaline the body faster than anything.
Cool. Next time I get out, I'll have to give me some lemons. I like lemons. I like eating just lemons.
Yeah, me too, Paula. And here's a if you've got an obesity problem out there, if people's got an obesity problem, I mean, don't have to take my word. Look it up, people. Look it up about lemons. Just Google it. I mean, fuck, all this information's out there. But I mean, I'm like Paula. I've always do. Yeah. Yeah, it detoxifies the body, detoxifies the water. Lemon water detoxifies the body. If you will take and drink you a glass of lemon water the first thing when you get up in the morning, it detoxifies the whole body. It's plus helps the digestive system get going good, and it will help you to lose weight. Now I'm telling you. Try it. I mean, you hear about all these people on these diet, and here's another thing, diet. Number one thing that you got to do on a diet, you got to cut out all sodas, people, and all bread. Well, how the fuck are you going to eat a hamburger? You can eat a hamburger without bread.
Right, I do eat hamburger without bread a lot.
Yeah. You can. You can get you some bread. Cheese still on. You can get you some cheese, and you can put some lettuce and tomatoes still on it. You can even put you some sauce on there. The only difference is you ain't going to be able to pick it up and eat it with your hands. I mean, I guess you could, but, you know, I mean, to me, make it like a salad. Take it, chop it up with your lettuce and tomato on your hamburger and things, and use a fork and eat it like that. I think we consume too much bread in this country.
No, not me. I don't really like bread. I don't eat bread much, unless it's really, really good bread from a gourmet place or something, you know.
Well, I tell you, before the gallbladder surgery, they said I had the celiac disease, that I would never be able to eat wheat, rye, or barley ever again, and all this and that. And since I've had the gallbladder surgery, I eat nothing. I mean, if I do eat bread, it's garlic bread. You know. I mean, not garlic bread. I'm sorry. It's wheat bread. So now somebody was not right. Because I wouldn't be able to eat garlic bread. I mean, wheat bread if I had a celiac disease.
No.
You know, it's like, okay, somebody got that wrong. That's okay. I know it, Paula.
I'm ready for
me too, Paula. Me too. I cannot stand this kind of weather. You know, it's like, man, I hate everything about this kind of weather right today, you know, that we're having. My man. The shootings that's going on. My God, girl. I mean, two people yesterday, one was a hit and run. I don't guess they've ever caught the guy that ran over top of the guy that was on the interstate. And then last night, a young girl was brutally shot and things, and was able to actually drive after she was shot, and drove down to a local store and called 911. And of course, by the time, you know, they did get her flown to UK, but I mean, you know, she didn't make it. I think she's 24 years old, had a young child right here at Christmas time. So we want, Robinson is their name. We want to remember that family and things, you know. The young guy that shot her actually had a baby, I guess he was the father of her child. Yeah. And he was 40-something years old.
Wow.
You know, at 40-something years old, I don't think he had no business being with a 20, 24-year-old myself.
No. End times.
You know, and let's talk about children. I heard the other day that they said that Kentucky has got a lack of social workers. They haven't got enough social workers, and they're having problems with not having any foster homes to put these kids in. Now, can you imagine that?
Wow.
And my thing is maybe if they would allow some of the family members and quit having such dumbass balls and allow some of the family to step in for these children instead of, like, I mean, I know this one woman, her grandchildren are all in foster care. They're all scattered out in different foster care, plumb into the western part of Kentucky, and they're from here in central Kentucky, all because the mother's got a drug problem. And I don't know, there's some problems with the father too, but just because the grandparents, which is no relation to the mother now, but just because the grandparents live close to the mother, they still put those kids in foster care.
That don't even
and put them in four different homes at that. You know.
And then they grow up messed up in the, you know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's plain to see that it's a failed program. They don't have the best interest in the children at heart. If they did, these children wouldn't. I mean, first of all, I mean, what happened to trying to keep the family together? I mean, you know, and trying to keep things as normal as possible. I mean, man,
they don't want that. There ain't no money in that.
Well, that's just wrong. Wrong, you know. But, yeah, it's just one shooting right after another. Man, I'm over it. I'm over all the shootings and killings.
Full moon, too.
Oh, full moon.
I think people go ape shit, too.
Yeah. It does, Paula, for some reason. And plus, I mean, I do know, I mean, seems like, too, always at the holidays, you always hear something tragic at the holidays, you know, and things. I don't know if it's just a lot of pressure upon people or what it is, you know. I know it brings the ugly out in people, you know, the holiday season does anymore. The rudeness.
And they start college in too early, too.
Yeah.
And, it's pushed on. You got to get this, and you got to get this, and you got to get this. No, you don't. You know, you don't. It
right,
should be
Paula.
About quick presents. It should be about spending time with each other.
Right. And being thankful. You know,
yes.
And being thankful.
And I'm
because,
thankful for
you know.
The man stopped by and brought me a joint. I am waiting for 420.
Oh, that's great, Paula. That's great.
And Jerry's friend Tim coming out Monday afternoon to really go down into my cellar and find out what exactly is going on down there.
Well, good. Good, Paula.
Now all I gotta do
great.
Is $20 an hour. I still think that's
right.
A fair price.
Yeah.
You need to have to jack up all the floors, you know. All the
but
like stove is, it's gotta have under it because it's sagging now. One reason I don't really care to clean the stove up out because I'm scared to burn a fire.
Right. We're going to actually have to take a break.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Song written by Dustin Costas, doing 15 years in Colorado. He'll be 76 years old when he gets out, and this is sung by the Reefer Kings, Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go.
That's a bad.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
Dave, man, will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man, open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
Pot, marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo. Kana. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanum, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashash, Hashaichi, Indra Sens, Kia in Sangu, Kap Kif, Kia, Kini.
open up the door? It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh, Dave's not here. Naked women smoking marijuana. It's a funny little ass song. I like that little song. Oh, my.
Yeah.
My.
I get 5 o'clock somewhere, but 20 here, too.
Yeah, I love that one, too, Paula. And I think the next one we're changing it up to, Buddy Plant's song, Puff Puff Pass, out there in California.
Cool.
And things we're going to play. Yeah, we're going to change it up to him next. And then Don Miller's also got another song, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again. We need to play some. We need to play that some, too, on here. Is that on your CD, Paula?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's got that song, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again. So it's a pretty good one. It's been a while since we played that one, so we'll get that one back up on there, too, and play it some. Oh, my. Man, glad to be feeling better, and thankful and blessed, you know.
Yeah.
Thankful and blessed.
Too. And I'm thankful. Brian checked on me and brought the joint.
Oh, well, cool.
And I'm still puffing on it.
Still puffing on it, Paula, huh?
Yeah. I know one thing, when it's really, really cold, big lighters don't want to light. I'm going to have to get me one of those Zippo things. They light no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Can't hardly beat a no Zippo, you know?
I just don't like the smell of the fluid, but at least it would light. These Vicks, they get cold and they don't want light.
You know, I always liked the smell of the Zippo lighter fluid.
Oh, wow.
It's like, I don't know.
They keep me warm.
Yeah, I always liked it. Maybe it reminded me, my dad always had the Zippos, you know, so. Probably reminds me of him and things.
Alright,
I want to thank everybody.
Camel on it.
Right. I want to thank everybody out there that's listened to the show, shared the show. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula, for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love you all with all my heart, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you. Have a good evening.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.